streams to pay that.
Yeah.
But that was lovely of them. Yeah. So he's got a good, yeah, some good fans out there. And also, this song was played over headphones when I was in Mr. and Mrs. And I won 30,000. We won 30,000 for the Dream Factory. And we played against Tom Parker and Kelsey. Bless. Yeah. He's sadly not with us. And Marvin and Rochelle Humes. And both of them were really, really good.
So when they put the headphones on you and the little... You've actually got music playing out.
Yeah. And all they're saying is, it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. So you're like, and you're popping around. And, you know, like no one knows what you're listening to. So that was it. And
brilliant.
And also they asked me on there, one question was, what show haven't you done that you'd love to be on? And the answer was...
Blimey, you've done most of the shows.
EastEnders.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was. That's what I said. And now I have been on EastEnders.
Yeah.
So that's another one. Bites the dust.
Yeah. tick off the list.
Absolutely. Okay. You love this song, don't you? I love this song.
It's a great track.
It's a great track. This is Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will. What a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love all I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind. This love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love you should. You're fine. So kind, got to tell this world that you're mine, that you're my nails and that you twitch on my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire.
Great Balls of Fire, Jerry Lee Lewis, 1957, was a UK number one. This track sold 1 million copies in the first 10 days after its release, which was a really big deal in 1957.
Yes, when you had to actually physically buy them.
Oh, wow.
You had to go out. No, you know, couldn't get money.
I liked it then. Yeah. You saved your money up and then bought the ones you wanted. Yeah,
you actually had it made in your hand.
Yeah, yeah. I like that more tactile. Jerry Lee Lewis began his singing career with a country and western band before turning to rock and roll and auditioning for Sun Records Limited in 1956. They were looking to replace Elvis Presley, who had just left them.
Yeah, same record label, yeah.
Yeah, right. So they got Jerry Lee Lewis, and that was the song. And I said X Factor, it wasn't, it was The Voice, which you corrected me on.
Yes.
I was watching The Voice last night, which was brilliant. And it was a chap called Stan Urban who was playing... the piano brilliantly, and he was he's 79, and he just had the whole house rocking. And then he got to the end, and he'd worked with loads of famous bands over the years. And Tom Jones said, "Do you know Great Balls of Fire?" And so that's where they sang the duet "Great Balls of Fire." And you can do that, can't you, Tom?
I think he's
been doing it. He's been singing along. So I think we're going to hear Tony Smith. Singing Great Balls of Fire.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brains. Ooh. Too much love drive a man insane.
Boom, 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 boom.
You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire.
Yeah! That was great. And he had his leg up. Okay, what should we play next, Tony? Should we do Tina Turner and Rod Stewart?
Yes, great track.
Hot Legs.
Oh,
Stars, Hot Legs, Tina Turner and Rod Stewart, 1981, written by Rod Stewart, made number five in the UK charts. Rod performed this live with Tina Turner and her much-mentioned Hot Legs in 81 on Saturday Night Live when she was reportedly struggling with her career following the breakup of her marriage to Ike. Rod Stewart, Mick Jagger and David Bowie are among those who helped Tina get her career back on track. Thank goodness, what a performer she is. And Rod Stewart is currently appearing at the Coliseum, Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. He's having a nice time, Rod.
Yeah.
And he lives down the road, doesn't he?
Yeah, chin for
with chin the lovely, the with the lovely Penny. Yeah, and did you? Not a lot of people know this, but one of Rod's, Sir Rod's, best loved hobbies is his model railway, which took him 23 years to complete.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I know he had the football pitches and he was into his sport.
Yeah,
and that,
I never knew about the railway.
No,
you know, his epic Grand Street and Three Rivers City model is a stunning, realistic 1,500 square feet. Oh my goodness. I mean, that must have taken forever. But he's not the only star who loves model trains. Do you know who else does?
No. Oh, there's loads, isn't there?
Well, Pete Waterman.
Right, yeah.
He likes, and also Eddie Izzard, Jules Holland, Francis Rossi and James May. See, they've all got these secret little trains.
I know, I'd be more of a skeleton.
Boys are real kids. Yeah, boys are real kids. And also I'm playing Hot Legs with Tina Turner for my beautiful daughter Louise and Ellis, who are listening as we speak.
Hello.
She's got great legs, my daughter.
Oh yeah. and Nigel from who's on later on, Nigel Fitzmaurice on Sunday, who's doing the soul. He's got in his back garden. I will see the pictures on Facebook. He's got a whole train layout with the little people and.
Oh, is he?
And when you see the pictures, it looks like it's when you the first glance. It actually looks like, you know,
a real small town.
Yeah, like a little town, and it's mad. And you think, wow, look at that! All the detail, and the painting that goes on. I can be bothered.
Yeah,
I've got no time for that.
No. Impatient.
No. I even when I put the scale electrics up for me son, I just about put it together, like after a couple of tracks I'm bored, you know what I mean? Like
you've got to be dedicated.
Yes.
You've got to be dedicated. Should we do some shout outs?
Yes, we should.
Okay. So should we give a shout out to fabulous Keith Ball, who has a radio show on here?
He's a bit poorly.
Get well soon, Keith. Yeah, what was wrong? He went into hospital.
Yeah, I think he's got into hospital. I think he's got something wrong with his back, and he's going to have a little operation tomorrow.
Oh, bless
so
him!
Hopefully, everything goes well. So, hello to Keith if you're listening.
Well, I've known Keith since I was quite young. Yeah, very young back in the day. So, get well, and he does a fantastic show.
Yeah, he used to be on just before I come in. Actually, he's done a couple of. Oh, you've had a little bit on your slot for a while.
Yeah, I did. We had a little chat.
Yeah.
Because I know him so well anyway.
He's on Saturdays now.
Okay, so what other shout outs we got? We got Nick Owen's birthday this week, Samantha Womack, Stephanie Powers, Bruce Welsh, OBE, Charlie Hardwick, Adam Ant was on the 3rd, Sean Williamson, Linda Reagan, my mate, it's her birthday today, and Daniela Westbrook, lovely mate, it's her birthday today. And also a shout out for the fabulous. My fabulous friend Sue Pollard, whose birthday is on Tuesday, the 7th of November. And we've got a few shout-outs for Bonfire Night Show. This is Man in His Potting Shed. He says, hope the shed doesn't catch on fire. John and Nikki will be listening while making the Christmas cake. Mason Lecker said, looking forward to your company. We'll be listening to the radio as always. Me and my drums, good luck with the show. Lexi Allen feeling sorry for herself. She's got a wisdom toothache, bless. Listening to you will make it feel better. Thanks, Lexi. Vernon Watts, see you there. Peter Young, hell's a poppin'. I've never heard of that one. That's a good one. Thanks, Peter. Christopher Woodnut, great photo. Rich Nightingale, smashing photo. Ian Doran, have a fantastic Sunday and show. Ian Cordry, I'll be there. David Orr, lovely photo. Chris Dustsettler, if the music is hot... as hot as you, what a show. Oh, well, I'll take that. Ken Wiseman, looking forward to the Guy Fawkes show. Frankie Brand is going to be here. Franz Wiggers, he'll be listening. Steve D, hot stuff. And lovely comments from Dave Carter, Trevor Wallet, Martin the Christian Pirate, Blue Eyed Boy, Officer Dibble, Claire of... I always laugh when I get to Officer Dibble.
Yeah, no, for Top Cat.
Top Cat.
Okay, Officer Dibble.
Officer Dibble. No, should we have a Top Cat off? I've got rid of that. That's next. Claire of Bow Lover, Marty McLaughlin, Jamie Nezirovic, G. Davis, Gary Laffin, Jampy and Anne Keeley. And who have you got there, Tom?
I just keep thinking, hey, Benny now. Hey, Benny from Top Cat.
Hey, Benny, baby.
I've got P.E. Dartnell, Clive Gibson, hello to you. Peter Oxley, Zoe Wainwright, Rob Harvey, Barry and Petra Koss, Nikki Nicole. I have got Joyce Piggott, Michael Bryan, Ruby Murray. Mike Dowling, Emma Louise Webb, John Woodcroft, David Atkinson, Ross Lane, Tracy Murphy, Stephanie Rudderham, Jonathan Morgan, David Bridges, Justin St. Clair. I've also got Ian Brown, Dodgy Rog.
I like that, Dodgy Rog.
Digital Sapper. That's a good one. Andrew Youngman, Keith Blair, Chris Dixon, Martin Hayes, L. Dell, Graham Picken, and Maureen Smart.
Fabulous. Thank you all for listening. You are all fabulous.
It's Stephanie Powers from Heart to Heart.
Yeah.
That one?
Oh. Yeah. I met her at she was good friends with Jeremy Lloyd. And I met her at his memorial. Yeah, lovely lady. Yeah, such a privilege.
I love Heart to Heart.
And she's gorgeous. Heart to Heart.
The dog and the butler, whatever his name was.
Yeah. That was such a good series. They should bring that back.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Love that.
Revamp it.
What should we play next? Should we do Hut, Hut, Hut?
Yeah, I'll let
Arrow. was Hot Arrow 1983. I'm just laughing because me and Tony are throwing our arms around doing Calypso. It was his first, this was Arrow's first chart hit and became his signature tune. And it was used in the film Blame It on Rio with Michael Caine.
Not a lot of people know that. It's a great track, isn't it?
It is. It's a great track. You cannot not dance.
It's a go happy track, you know.
It is.
Feel good.
Okay, let's have another fabulous track. This is The Heat Is On, Glenn Frey. On Glenn Frey, 1984, was UK number 12, playing it for what would have been Glenn Frey's birthday tomorrow, the 6th of November. And it was in the film, do you know what film this was in?
Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop.
It was.
Yeah,
brilliant, with
one,
Eddie Murphy. And it was recorded at a time when film soundtracks were being taken very seriously. And Glenn Frey was asked to attend the film screening with a view to signing him. To sing on the soundtrack. Looking around the room, he spotted Stevie Wonder, Quincy Jones, and the Pointer Sisters.
That's a list.
Yeah, and immediately thought, there's no way I'm getting this song. But Glenn came from Detroit, and as the film was about a Detroit cop,
that's right,
yep, it gave him the edge.
And the heat is kind of about the police, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
The heat is on you.
Yeah, and so the promoters wanted a local link, and he got it. And also, he was founding member of the rock band The Eagles and co-wrote many of their hits. I love that song.
Yeah, Harold Faltermeyer had the other hit, which went in the charts as well from it, the more electronic song. And then it spawned another three movies, didn't it? I think they're bringing out, there was talks of another one.
They are good, though. You can't not watch them.
No, Beverly they're Hills. Fantastic.
They're just, yeah. Drama with fun. Brilliant. Okay, shall we play a share number? This is Bang Bang. Bang Bang, Cher, 1966, was UK number 3. Cher's biggest solo hit of the 60s, selling over 3 million copies. That's a lot. And she's performed under several different names during her career, most notably before becoming Sonny and Cher. The duo were known as Caesar and Cleo.
Yeah, it was fantastic. She's had a really, really long career.
Yeah, and she's a great actress. She won an Oscar for a role in Moonstruck.
Yep.
But did you know she turned down the role of Thelma in Thelma and Louise?
Yeah, apparently so.
In favour of appearing in Mermaids.
Yeah. Ooh. Although Mermaids is...
No, it was good as well.
They're both good, yeah.
Yeah, they're both good. And who is the headliner on this year's Royal Variety Show?
Yeah, Cher.
Cher.
It's going to be wicked, isn't it?
That is cool. I mean, I'm on the board, but they wouldn't tell me who was going to be. I mean, this is a lineup. I mean, anyone that's got tickets for the Royal Variety, this is a spoiler. Cher will be headlining at this year's Royal Variety performance on the 30th of November. The show's going to be hosted by Bradley Walsh. Others taking part, Hannah Waddingham. I love her. I met her at a signing. She is larger than life, beautiful and very funny. She's going to be singing with the English National Opera. Beverly Knight, another mate, she'll lead the cast of Sister Act in an extract from the show, which will tour next year. Brilliant. And there'll be extracts from The Lion King and Crazy for You. The pianist, Lang Lang, will play alongside Lucy, winner of the series The Piano. That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mel C is going to lead a tribute to Bill Kenwright, who we sadly lost recently. She was in his production of Blood Brothers. And others taking part are Rick Astley, Paloma Faith, McFly, Zara Larsson, Tom Allen, Rosie Jones, Ellie Taylor, Simon Brodkin will all also perform. That's a good lineup.
It's a terrific lineup.
Yeah, I'm really going. I've got tickets because I'm on the board. See, it's near. I know. I'm taking Louise. We're going to have a lovely time. Are you jealous?
I am. I'm going to dress up as Louise and sneak in.
Yeah, brilliant. If you've just tuned in, this is Vix Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Should we play a Katy Perry number? Got to play this one. Firework.
One blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night. Across the sky,
Katy Perry, 2010. Written by Katy Perry, Mikkels S. Erickson, Tor Erik Hermansen, Sandy Wilhelm and Esther Dean, was a UK number three. The idea for this song came from an idea of Katy Perry's, in that when she passes, she wants to be put in a firework and shot across the sky over Santa Barbara Ocean as a last hurrah. Well, that's a great idea, but we did that with... I think several people have done. We did that with my brother-in-law.
I didn't know you could do it.
We just took some of his ashes and we put it in a rocket and... Yep, it went up. There was loads of people. We all went, yay!
And then later on, just drifts down and lands on someone's head.
Yeah.
What's this?
Yeah.
It's just a bit of person.
It's a bit of a person.
It's a piece of Katy Perry has landed on me.
We didn't put all of it, just a little bit. But it's a great idea. But also, Katy Perry ended her performance at the 2015 Super Bowl singing this while gliding around the stadium on a platform disguised as a shooting star with fireworks shooting out of it. That'd be good.
Yeah,
I bet that looked effective.
There was a little thing over the other day where her eye goes all weird. It kind of starts flickering and she's standing still and it's a bit of eyelashes there. She kind of moves it like that. And they're all saying, there was lots of stuff going on TikTok and everything like that. She was a robot and she's got frozen like that and the eye was flickering.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if she's AI? Cyborg.
Yeah, she's Ooh. Like, it was just not the real person. She'd been replaced by a cyborg.
Well, on this show, she was joined by Lenny Kravitz and Missy Elliott and was watched by 118.5 million viewers on TV. At that time, it was a record, but has since been surpassed by, do you know who?
Beyonce?
Nope. Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna, yeah. I mean, it's a massive platform. I don't believe they pay them.
Really?
No, I think it's done for, you know, they're such a big audience. If they're making a comeback or they've got singles out, it's a big boost. Presumably some of them do get paid, but I know that they don't pay them a lot because it's because of the platform is so big.
Wow. TV, I mean, Rihanna Katy Perry got 118.5 million. Rihanna got 121 million viewers at the Super Bowl in 2023.
Yeah, and that's without all the bits that stream afterwards.
Oh, my goodness.
Massive.
I mean, it's huge. Huge. Should we do it? Okay. Let's play a Ricky Martin number. You ready for a dance?
I'm ready.
Okay, she bangs. She Bangs, Ricky Martin, 2000, was a UK number three, but he's known as the king of Latin pop and is an idol in the LGBTQ community. Well, I don't blame them.
No.
It's fabulous.
It's fabulous.
Not a lot of people know this, but Channing Tatum appeared as a background dancer in the video of this before he became a famous actor.
Yes. Didn't he go out of Jesse J?
I don't know.
Yes, I believe so. Hmm.
Whoa.
That links to your first part of your show.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Thanks, Tony. That was brilliant. I loved that. And also, Channing recalled, there are about 500 girls in the video and 4 guys. You'd have hated that, wouldn't you?
Oh, terrible, wouldn't it?
And as a young child, Ricky would use his mother's wooden spoon as a microphone and sing and dance around their kitchen. But also, he enjoys taking part in extreme sports such as surfing and skydiving. So he's a bit of a daredevil as well.
Yeah, all-rounder.
He's an all-rounder. We like Ricky. He can move. He can move.
All right, Ricky.
Ricky. Oh, Ricky. Is that Patsy?
Yeah, we had to get a bit of EastEnders in there.
Oh, my God. Well done. Okay, yeah, now you're playing with fire. You know that?
Yeah.
Let's play that, the Rolling Stones.
Well, you've got your diamonds and you've got your pretty clothes and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood. And your father, be there with her, if he only could. But don't
Fire, the Rolling Stones, 1965. And as it happens, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are the only Rolling Stones to feature on this track.
Wow.
As the others went to sleep after a long all-night recording session.
Not from the track.
Yeah, probably. So producer Phil Spector filled in on bass and his assistant Jack Nitschke played harpsichord. And a janitor at the studio sang backup.
It's a great story.
But they've got their new album out. Have you listened to it?
No, I have been playing some of the tracks on Hackney Diamonds.
Hackney Diamonds, yeah. It's the band's 14th number one chart hit. Well, you just knew that was going to be here as soon as it went out.
Yeah.
It features contributions from Sir Elton John, Lady Gaga, Sir Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, and former Stones bassist Bill Wyman.
Yeah, big lineup.
Yeah. I'll have to get that. I haven't listened to it, but I'm sure it'll be brilliant.
Yeah, it's good.
All of their stuff. Okay, should we play a Craig David number?
Yeah.
Hot Stuff. Let's go.
I don't know about you, but it's gonna be in the crew. You know what you gotta do. It's got to be fun, yeah.
show me what you're working. Sequence on your skirt accentuates all of your curves. And girl, you know I'm liking all the things you're doing. Twisting in the mother girls, but checking out your moves. And girl, I want it. The way you're turning me on, I can't even begin. You're so hot like you come straight out of the kitchen. When you dip it down low, I'll be tripping, cause the other guys be looking at you. Cause you're so damn fine, really blows my mind. Girl, it's all about you, so what we gonna do? Get on the floor, no need to hold back. Sexy bum in a skirt, stilettos on, shaking all that. What you doing to me, girl, I can't hold back. Some hot stuff is all that I need, so while we're waiting on the floor, as I pull you close in, hands all up my back with my arms wrapped around your waist, and temperature be rising, beat straight hypnotizing. Ain't no time for talking, girl, let's keep this whole thing moving. Know what I'm saying? I've been away, be a straight up misbehaving. Girl, you're making me hard, what a feeling, especially when you spin around my pop on my, and I ain't even playing. So many things I wanna do, you made me wanna go home with you. So maybe, girl, you like to think it through, but right now it's all about me and you, so get on the floor, no need to hold back. Sexy thumb in the skirt, stilettos on, shaking all that. What you doing to me, girl, I can't hold back. So hot stuff is all that I need, so I won't. Get on the floor, no need to hold back. Sexy thumb in the skirt, stilettos on, shaking all that.
Let's Dance, Craig David, 2007, written by Craig David, David Bowie, and Fraser T. Smith, was UK number 7. It's a great song, that.
Yeah.
It is great. So you've got the Bowie, you know, in it as well, but he's got a great voice.
Yeah, I like Craig David.
He's allowed, because Craig David is really good.
Yeah, he had a good show on the end of the year on the BBC, didn't he? The New Year's Eve night.
Yeah. But he's got a brilliant voice. But the song samples David Bowie's Let's Dance, hence his name being included in the writing credits. And Craig has worked quite a bit with Tinchy Strider, who's my mate, who was a campmate. Yeah. In I'm a Celebrity with me.
Get me out of here.
Tinchy. And Tinchy only lives locally, doesn't he? Well, he used to.
Yeah. Coming back on soon.
On where? Here?
The I'm a Celebrity's back on in October.
Oh, no. But yeah, November, isn't it? Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Yeah, it is. So, and the rumoured celebrities, the new year starts, this year's series starts on the 19th of November. Rumoured celebrities for this year. Nigel Farage.
Yeah.
I've met him. He's really nice.
I think he'd be quite
good. He's a bloke. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I think it's like, you know, like you hear him, he goes into the pub and he talks to people. He just has a conversation. I met him at a party and he just had a conversation. And I think that he takes time out to talk to people and find out how they feel about things. So he should be interesting. Reality star Sam Thompson, Corey star Alan Halsall, presenter Jodie Gibson, she'll be great. She's lovely. Rugby player Danny Cipriani, Liz Truss, Tricky Truss.
Ooh,
that'd be interesting. Denise Van Outen, another mate. Jockey Frankie Dettori, yeah, he's great. Drag queen The Vivian, yeah, great. Reality star Olivia Atwood and former world darts champion Phil Taylor.
Yeah,
so
Olivia,
that'd be interesting.
Olivia was meant to be in the last series, and she's the one who got ill and only didn't quite.
Who did?
Olivia Atwood.
Oh, right. Oh, that's nice that she's got. Oh, they,
so yeah. she got to the camp, and then they pulled her out.
Yeah,
and so she kind of wasn't even in it. So they put her back in this year. Yeah, that's good.
Well, that's the rumoured, but you never know.
No.
And then they bring people in at the end, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, just to rattle your cage. It is fun. I mean, it was really, when I was in there, harsh, but fun. You know, it's something you just would never do.
Well, you get to keep the outfit, presumably.
I did. I've got the outfit.
That's brilliant.
I've got
that.
The hat, got the shorts, got the socks. Yeah. And I bought some soap and bits. I still got that from the Versace.
Oh yeah, they don't have it there now, do they?
What?
Versace. Now they've shifted them out.
I know, because they've shifted it to. Yeah. Where are they now?
No, they just didn't want to pay the money for that for hotels. They've moved it to a slightly cheaper one.
How could they not with the amount of people that watch it.
I know.
That's mad. I love the Versace because it was flash.
Just in a bed of B&B now. Half they paid for Arj £1 million. They had no money for the Versace. Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to tie this in now. The Versace was flash.
It
get
was
it?
Flash, yes.
Get it? So what shall I play next?
Queen.
Flash. Flash, Queen, 1980, written by Brian May, the lovely Brian May. It was a UK number 10. It was used as the main theme for the film Flash Gordon, sung as a duet between Freddie Mercury and Brian May, with Roger Taylor providing the high harmonies. Queen wrote the entire soundtrack for the film, which spawned the catchphrase for Brian Blessed, "Gordon's alive!"
What do you mean he's... Yeah, Flash Gordon's alive. Great line, isn't it?
Yeah, Gordon's alive. So he's got a wonderful booming voice, Brian. And Brian starred as Prince of Voltown. Film also starred Topples, Timothy Dalton, Max von Sydow, Sam J. Jones and Melody Anderson. And they revived it for Adam Lambert's first tour with Queen in 2012. So they played that as the intro, Flash. And Queen are currently touring America. Oh, and this is sad. It's rumoured to be their final American tour.
Oh, that's bad.
That is bad. Mm. They're good. They are just brilliant. Okay. Well, I'm really getting revved up now. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm on fire. Let's play that. Bruce Springsteen.
Take you high. Oh, I'm on fire. It's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
I'm on Fire, Bruce Springsteen, 1985, UK number 5. This song came about as a result of Springsteen playing about with some Johnny Cash rhythms. The related video saw Bruce Springsteen acting in a video for the first time. The original song on its own was simply too short. This was a short version, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Tony, short. It was 2 minutes.
And it won Best Male Video at the 2nd MTV Music Awards. Perhaps not surprising, as MTV were big Bruce Springsteen fans. I think he has loads of fans, doesn't he? Yeah, he's got such a big following. But Bruce and the E Street Band will be embarking on a world tour starting in Phoenix, Arizona, next March 2024. I think we've come to the end.
Yeah.
Tony, it's been fabulous.
It has been great. It's been emotional.
You just kept making me laugh.
Got that face.
That's it for this week. You've been listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Thanks for twiddling the flashing knobs.
Shall I put the next song on while you're doing it? Because it's got an instrumental bit. Okay. Ready? There we go.
And thanks to Nikki for helping with research and all you fabulous people for listening. Next up, it's Claire Javeau and Natalie Bayes with the Arts Programme. And this week, they're joined by Grim Dreamer. So stay tuned for that. So as it's bonfire night tonight, I thought we'd go out with a bang. And also, I'm going out with a bang because I'm going to start rehearsals for pantomime.
Oh, no, you aren't.
Oh, yes, I am. And I was going to work with you next week, but we can't do it, can we?
No.
So I'm going to start rehearsals for Panto. So if anyone wants to nip over to Ipswich and at the Regent Theatre, it's going to be absolutely fabulous.
I might try and get down.
Paul's coming down. Claire's coming down. Claire's coming. Oh, I expect you to have lots of booze with you.
That shouldn't be a problem.
So, what should we go? Every time I go to the outdoor Guy Fawkes parties, they play this, and I think it's brilliant. So this is Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, complete with cannon effects, with the US Army Band. Please enjoy Bonfire Night and stay safe. See you next year, all you fabulous people. Tchaikovsky, 1812 Overture.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.